Again, finding yourself. Stay somewhere in the forest, but hearing a creak of water. We will enter into the element of water together, completing your collection of elements for a much bigger ritual, of which we will discuss before guiding you into that final ritual. Again, taking the hands of your adolescents, following the sound of that creek water. Your druid adolescent may know exactly where this creek water leads. Following them. Like children, you all put your feet in the creek, feeling the cool water, stepping from stone to stone. And then you find yourselves in a much larger pool of water, together swimming. A small waterfall has brought you into this larger pool. Hence you are in the element of water, feeling its coolness all over your body, your face, getting your hair wet. And realizing that you must dive down into the water. Yes, we must create depth in this water element in order to receive it more fully. A water spirit appears. After called Undine or Undine. They may have slippery, fish-like skin. They may shine as the sun hits them. Knowing that they are here to assist you with the flow of creation, following them down, down, down into this water, this creek water that is much deeper than it seems it should be. Somewhere your higher self has lit a light under that water, so that you may follow the Undine. Following, following, following her. She hands each of you near the bottom of this creek water something that you hold so that you may breathe together. Taking in that breath, realizing it is quite watery and you might even have giggles as you do so. It also allows you to walk on the bottom of the water without floating to the top. You are going to enter a watery cave with her, just following her into that watery cave. As you enter this cave, you may find that you begin to feel emotions. You may feel a bit emotional not knowing why. You are here to receive from this Undine the gift of the element of water. Each one of these is a key to your greater healing, your greater creation, and intimacy with your ancient adolescent. Each one of these elements are very specific to unlocking your magic. This Undine reveals a glowing liquid in the center of the cave. It is encased in something, held sacred and secret here, just for you. Like the elven teacher, you will show this Undine respect. She may ask you for something, making sure it is simple and doable. Giving her something. It may be a rock from above. A part of your pain. Something that can help with your emotional healing through your creation process. She will receive it as a respectful gesture. Unleashing this beautiful liquid that each one of you will drink into your bodies before you reach the surface. Each one of you will take a drink from it. It may be a glowing, bluish liquid. As you receive it, you may also receive overwhelming emotion. If that occurs, just receive it and allow it. Without your emotion surfacing, you cannot create anything. Emotion is the energy you need to have movement and flow into any creative process. This one being yourself, the most important creation you will ever have. Thanking her, beginning to find your way up to the surface with your druid adolescent and your current time reality adolescent. You may see that they are also having deep, profound emotion. Listening to the music and allowing it to surface. You may drift off to sleep or take a bit of a break before you return for discussion. We will not count you out of meditation because we are holding you in a liminal magical space for Beltane. So we will leave you there, but when we return, it will be for a bit of discussion. All right.